Welcome into the first edition of Film Room Friday, and obviously we're starting the 2013 campaign, and we're going to be focusing in on the Kansas City Chiefs. But first, just a little explanation. This is what I call the Batcave. This is where I study film throughout the course of the week, and this year, most of the teams in the National Football League have gone to high def, so you can see that the picture is extremely clear. You can actually even read names from a distance, and at sometimes with the sideline shot, which is an all-22 shot, you can even read names there. So looking forward to this year's Film Room Friday, and especially with the new high def. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs on defense have three very good veteran players, even though they're a very young team, but three good veteran players at all three levels of their defense. And we're going to start up front with number 91, Tom Bahaly, a fantastic player. And he reminds me a lot of the old San Diego Charger, Leslie O'Neal. Wears the same number, and he's got a lot of the same mannerisms. You can see him beating the left tackle here with a little arm swipe. Excellent job. And this is the third preseason game that Kansas City had, and he gets an excellent shot on Ben Roethlisberger, affects the throw, excellent player. And what I'm impressed most with about Tom Bahaly is his motor. Because here it is, the third preseason game. Not very often do veterans throw their body around, particularly in the run game. Here's a perfect example. Diving for the running back. That's what you like to see and the type of player that you want to have on your football team. I like him a lot. He is has the ability to play both against Eugene Monroe and also the rookie Luke Jokel. Now at the middle level, linebacker Derek Johnson, number 56. Here he is on a blitz, and the running back is responsible for picking up Derek Johnson. But because Derek Johnson is so fast, the running back cannot get around his own quarterback to pick up the block. Extremely fast linebacker early on in his career. A lot of people wondered, was he going to be a top-notch player or just a draft bust? Now, no doubt, he's a top-notch player. At the safety position, Eric Berry, number 29. There he is stacked in. Looks like he's going to cover the running back, but he comes in on an overload blitz. The Chiefs are overloading one side of the Pittsburgh's pass protection. And what I like most is the way Eric Berry approaches the running back. A lot of defensive backs will not be physical. Eric is very physical. He lowers the shoulder, powers through, and ends up sharing a sack with the other safety of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Jaguars' first-round pick is going to be compared for a long time with Eric Fisher, the first overall pick in the draft. Watched Eric Fisher a little bit, not a ton, but what I do notice about Eric Fisher, here he is blocking Woodley. He's a big, strong guy. Probably more of a natural right tackle than Luke Jokel just because of looking at him physically. But he's a little bit more herky-jerky than Luke Jokel. Luke is a little smoother, a little bit more polished, but nonetheless, he gets the job done there. It's going to be fun comparing their careers through the years. Now, sometimes while watching film, you see a play that you go, what the heck? I mean, what is this guy thinking? And here we are in the third preseason game, Kansas City against Pittsburgh. Troy Polamalu, veteran guy, excellent football player, and Troy's had some concussion issues. And the league's emphasis now is about, hey, protecting players and making sure that the whole concussion thing is not a problem. Well, Troy's had the issue. He's got an opportunity on this play against the quarterback, Alex Smith, and he's coming up to force the throw. Okay, well, fine. When you're coming up to force the throw at this point, okay, maybe you ought to go ahead and kind of back off a little bit. The ball is gone here. Lower your aiming point. Maybe back off a little bit. But look at what Troy does. Are you kidding me? I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, he's a guy that has sustained concussions in his career. He ought to know better than this. And you can see the Kansas City sideline erupt, as they should. And it baffles me. And I want to look at this again from the end zone shot, because you can see there's plenty of time for Troy Polamalu to back off. When Alex Smith gets out of the pocket, Troy comes up, forced to throw, fine and dandy. Lower your aiming point, lower your aiming point. They've talked endlessly about it. Okay, boom, right into the head. Got to be kidding me. I mean, sometimes it just makes you go, what in the world are you thinking?